We're going to sing song number 21. It's back a few pages. Back on page number 9. Yeah. We're going to sing song number 21, Standing on the Promises of God. Boy, that's a good place to stand. Right there, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on promises of God. Sing it again. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Amen. Good place to stand. It is so good to see everybody this morning. We are going to sing the very next song. It's on the bottom of that same page. Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me. Boy, that'd be a good prayer just right there, wouldn't it? Just ask the Spirit of God to fall fresh on us every day. Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me.
Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me. Melt me, Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me.
Amen. Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me. Fall fresh on you. Amen. Now the very next song, The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power. Amen. The blood It will never, ever lose its power.
The blood that Jesus shed for me. Way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives the strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It soothes my doubt and calms my fears, and it dries all my tears. The blood that gives the strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives the strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. From day to day, it will never lose its power.
Amen. The blood, it will never, ever lose its power. We're going to turn one page. We're going to turn just one page, and the very first song on the next page, there is power in the blood. Amen. Song number 24, there is power in the blood.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Woo! there is power in the blood. Amen. Praise God. The very next song, we're just kind of staying right in a row here. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. How many can say, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul? Praise God. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation, so rich and free. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation, so rich and free.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. And you know, Jesus did everything necessary for salvation on the cross. And He made that available to everyone. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. That's everybody. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever believeth in Him, not going to perish, but have everlasting life. And in the book of Romans, Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, it says, if we believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and you know, we just celebrated Easter, Jesus is alive, rose from the dead, and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Boy, isn't that good news? Amen. And so we're talking about a good God. We're talking about the blood that He shed on the cross. And now we are going to sing The Old Rugged Cross. It's song number 26. It's on that same page, page number 10. Song number 26, The Old Rugged Cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach let me bear. Then you'll call me someday to my home far away, where His glory forever I'll share. So I'll share till my trophies at last I lay down.
I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Amen. Praise God. I want to read a verse to you. You know, one of my favorite topics is following God, being led by the Spirit of God. I just love to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. To hear Him talk to you, to tell me what to do, and then just be a follower of Him. Just do what He says. Amen. And so I'm going to read out of the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 10. This is the King James, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." In other words, we ought to walk the walk, we ought to be doing what God is asking us to do. Now I want to read that verse again in the Amplified Version. Boy, I like what it says now. Now I'm going to read it again, but I'm going to read it in the Amplified, and it says this: "For we are God's own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus," or in other words, born anew, "that we may do those good works which God predestined or planned beforehand. He planned those things for us, taking paths which He prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live." Now, you know, we are choosers. We can say yes, we can say no. Many people have said no to Jesus. But now Jesus came for everyone. He gave us the ability to choose. He also gave us the ability to choose the walk that we walk. You know, we can say yes to Jesus when it comes to being born again. And then we can say, "Well, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul," and then do our own thing. But God wants us to continue to say yes to Him and follow His path for our lives. And so that's what this verse is all about. And it says this, that if we follow that path that He has made ready for us to live, the Bible says that we will live the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. I like that. Now, I didn't write it. I'm just reading the Bible. Amen. And it's good news. I'm telling you, it's good news. We're going to talk about this a little bit. I've got a song here that I'd like to sing. I heard this song the very first time back in the 70s. And, you know, the Blackwood Brothers came to town. Boy, I'd heard them on the radio, you know, but I had never seen them before. They came to town, and they sang this song called "The Lighthouse." Oh, boy, did I like that. And I'm telling you, I learned that song. And I want to sing that song for you now, "The Lighthouse." There's a lighthouse on the hillside, and it overlooks night sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see.
For the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead me home.
If it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would sail no more. Everybody that lived around me said, tear that lighthouse down. 'Cause the big ships, they don't sail this way anymore. There's no need of it standing round. Then my mind went back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light from that old lighthouse. He was standing there on a hill, and I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him, for Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shown me His light around me, that I might clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, where would this ship be? And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him, for my Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin shown me His light around me, that I might clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, where would this ship be?
God, if it wasn't for the lighthouse, I say it like this, where would we be? Well, I'm telling you now, if it wasn't for Jesus, we'd be lost. But thank God, Jesus was willing to come. He was willing to go to the cross. He was willing to suffer and die, shed His blood for you and for me, that we might have life. John 10:10 says that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Jesus came that we might have life. And it starts with accepting Him as our Lord and our Savior. We're looking at Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 10 today. And it says that He has planned a path for us ahead of time. I like that. You know, I've done a lot of camping in my life. Our family likes to camp. And sometimes when we get out into the woods, we can, we can make a trail of our own. And sometimes that means we end up in a bunch of thickets. And I'm telling you, you got to bring something along to clear the way. Or you can get on a path that has already been prepared ahead of time and walk that path without any fear of thickets, or anything like that, and walk on a path that's been prearranged and made ready for us to walk. Well, God says that in our lives, each and every one of us, we have a path. We can walk that path, or we cannot walk that path, but it's a good idea
to get on that path. You know, I haven't biked.
Well, I guess you can.
You know, I'm talking about pedal bikes. How many, when you were younger, you used to, you know, had a bicycle, and you'd ride around town or maybe ride out in the country, you know? And I did that. Matter of fact, after, I did it as a kid, and did a lot of, you know, little biking out in the country, up and down the hills, you know, and just all over the place. And then when I got older, I got a 10-speed. Oh, boy, I'm telling you, you know, got into a bike club and got a 10-speed, started riding. And I was living up in Iowa at the time. And I remember one year there was a pre-planned bike ride. And this bike ride went all the way across Iowa. It went from the west side. Now the west side and the east side of Iowa is bordered with a river. There's a river on both sides. And so now the big deal, you know, was now get your bike and on the west side of the state and dip your tires in the river. That's the start, you know. And then it goes from Sunday to Sunday. It's 8 days long to get you all the way across the state. And then on the east side of the state is the Mississippi. And you dip your tires in the Mississippi and you're done. Well, now this ride is planned ahead of time. So now before you start, you know what town to start in. You know every night what night you're going to spend the night in. You know what roads you're going to ride on. And people in those towns, you see, they know that we're coming. So now they're preparing things ahead of time. Places to pitch your tent, you know. Some of these little towns, they might have had a little private airport for maybe crop dusters, you know, something like that. Well, now they'll open up that airport area, and people that want a tent camp, well, they can put up their tents for a night, you know, out there at the airport or at the county fairgrounds or at the city park or whatever that might be, you see. And so there's food there, there's water there, there's places to spend the night there because they knew ahead of time that you were coming. Now, you see, we had a choice. Now, we could come or we could not come. I mean, I could say, you know what, I don't want to ride on that ride this year and just not go.
I would too.
But now everybody that does go, everybody that says yes and everybody that does go, along that route, you see, is everything that you need. All of your needs are met along that route. It's all been planned ahead of time. Boy, I remember having my very first Indian taco. Ooh, I'm telling you, boy, was that good. I thought, oh, man, I didn't even know up in Iowa, you know, I didn't even know what an Indian taco was. And here, my goodness, there was somebody making Indian tacos out on an open fire. Oh, man, I'm telling you, I could go for 100 miles after that, you know. I thought, man, is that good. Well, now you see, somebody knew ahead of time that we were coming along that way, and we were probably going to be hungry. We could probably eat some food, and so now they decided, you know what we're going to do is we're going to make the best Indian tacos in the world. Boy, I'm telling you, they were good, man. So all of our needs were met. Now, God says this. God says, you say yes to me, and then you spend time with Him, and you find that path that God has prepared ahead of time for you, and then you walk that path. Now, you know, many times that path, now it starts out spiritually. It starts out by meditating on the Word of God discovering the promises of God. Now here, maybe I'm, you know, getting ahead of myself here a little bit. When we say, how do you know what the path is? Well, you know what the path is by getting in the Word of God and discovering the promises of God. Now let me give you an example. The Bible says, forsake not the gathering of yourselves together. You think about saying yes, you see, saying yes to Jesus, and then starting to go to church.
That's right.
See? Well, now, the Bible tells us that we should be gathering ourselves together. See, forsake not the gathering of yourselves together. Well, now, many times we refer to that, you see, and we talk about getting together and fellowshipping together, having church services, having a variety of things as Christians. But now, you see, the Bible says, forsake not the gathering of yourselves together, but it does not tell you what specific church to go to. Now we know that we are to gather together, but it doesn't say what specific church to go to. Now, that's the part where we pray about it. We spend time with the Lord. We say, God, where would you like me to go? See, I know that I should be gathering together with fellow believers, but now, God, you show me where you would like me to go. And that's being led not only by the Word of God, you see, forsake not the gathering of yourselves together, being led by the Word of God, but then also being led by the Spirit of God when you ask Him, what specific church would you like me to go to? See, how to find that path. It starts out by looking at the promises of God in the Word and then asking God some specific questions about that promise. And then you know you're in the will of God. You know you're walking the path that God has prepared for you. Now here's another example. Back up when we were living in Iowa again, and our kids, my wife and I have four kids, and now this was back when our kids were little, not very big, you know. And there was a theme park just outside of the town we lived in, and it was called Adventureland. Now, this was back when theme parks and adventure parks like that were just starting. I mean, you know, there was Disneyland in California, but that's about the only thing. And then there was this person that had decided they wanted to start a theme park in Des Moines, Iowa, and they called it Adventureland. Now, I remember one day we decided, We're gonna take the family. We're gonna take the kids. We're gonna go to Adventureland. We're gonna have fun, man. We're gonna have a good time. And I remember we had a big van, and so we pulled into the parking lot. And I remember our kids seeing Adventureland for the very first time. You could see over the fence, you know. You could see the Ferris wheels and all of the rides inside the fence, you know. And boy, did they get excited. And so what we did, you see, is we paid for a family pass. We bought a family ticket, and it got us in. And then once it got us in the gate, you see, then my kids, they started to ask, what can we do? Where can we go? What can we see? You see?
I don't think so.
Well, so then we decided, you know what? We need to spend a little bit of time just finding out what can we do. Now that we're inside the gate, we're inside the fence, you see, what is available to us? And they handed us, you know, some folders, some pieces of paper, that on that paper, it had all of the rides, it had a map, it showed us where we were, and then it showed us how to get to all of the rides and all of the food places and all the different things that were available inside that theme park. Well, now, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, when we say yes to Jesus and we come into the family of God, you see, we ought to be opening up our Bible and finding out, now that I'm in the family of God, what is available to me? See, what should I be doing? What should I not be doing? Well, now the Bible gives us a roadmap. It gives us promises in the Word of God and shares with us what is available as a believer, as a Christian. What's available? We look at the promises of God. It's just wonderful to have this roadmap. Look into the Word of God and find the promises of God and know that every promise is now available to us.
Well, that's basic.
Now, there might be some things, like I said, where the Bible says, forsake not the gathering of yourselves together. Okay. So, I'm not going to forsake the gathering of myself together with other Christians. But God, where would you like me to go?
Well, I guess so.
And He might even say, well, you know, try out several different places and go to wherever you feel comfortable.
Yes, Lord.
You know, just maybe He might say, the decision is yours. Just don't forsake the gathering of yourselves together. Go where you're comfortable, but go. See? And so now you think about it. Now that's one of the reasons, you see, why I come here. Is because sometimes we get to the point where actually we would like to go, but we can't go. And so what happens then is somebody like me comes along, you know, and God said to me, now I want you to go to them because they can't get out. See? And so now, because we are to not forsake the gathering ourselves together, well, we can gather together right here. See? Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. If we all take a look at the promises of God and then be led by the Spirit of God to discover how that promise is going to apply or how that promise is going to work for you. Oh my goodness. Isn't that wonderful? To continue to be in the promises of God. And so, those are just a couple of things. Now, here's another verse. Proverbs 3 and verses 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Isn't that amazing? See? Acknowledge Him in all thy ways. Acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy path. That's what we're talking about today. Being led by the Spirit of God. Being led by the Spirit of God. Amen. And so, here's another verse. Now look at this. Proverbs 20 and verse 27.
I guess so.
The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Isn't that amazing? In other words, it's the spirit of man where God
gives you light is the candle of the Lord. How am I going to be enlightened by God? Well, by being led by the Spirit of God. Your spirit is where God speaks to you. And so you spend time with Him in prayer. Amen. You know, here's another example. I remember, I believe it was my junior year in high school, and I took a math class. I think it was one of the upper algebra classes. And I got into that class, and right away I wondered, how come I took this class? Man, our teacher handed out the math books, and I started looking at some of the problems and some of the examples in the math book, and I thought, my goodness, I think this is above me. Why did I choose this? And so we're leafing through the math books. And I got to the end of the math book, and there was a chapter, I don't know. There was a section in the back of the math book that had all the answers to all the questions in the book. And I thought that I had gotten the teacher's copy. You know, I thought, well, maybe I got the teacher's copy, you know. I didn't want to give it up, man. I got all the answers right here. Well, then pretty soon, our teacher said, now, I want you all to turn to the back of your books.
Yes, sir.
I want to show you something. And everybody had that same chapter in the back of the book. We all had the answers to all the questions in the book. And she said, now, I want you to see this. She said, I want you to see that the answers are here. And the reason that the answers are here is because we're on your side. We want you to learn. We want you to know how to do this. And so when I give you homework, she said, when I give you homework at night, you need to know how those formulas work. And when you work the formulas and get an answer, then I want you to go to the back of the book and make sure that that answer is correct. Because if it's not correct, then you can go back to the formula and figure out what you did wrong. We want you to know how to do it right. See? I thought about that, and I thought about the Word of God and how the answers to all of life's situations are answered in the Word of God and through the Spirit of God. And we can always go to the Word. We can always go to God, and we can find the answers to life. Oh, my. I'm telling you, I'm so excited about the Word of God. It all begins by saying yes to Jesus, by accepting Him as your Lord and Savior. Amen? And so I want to close today by going back here again to Romans 10 and verses 9 and 10. And it says this, that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, if we believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, then we would be saved. And then the book becomes available to us. All the promises in the Word of God become available to us. I'd like to close in a word of prayer, and then after I pray, we're going to sing a song, and what I want to sing is the very first song on the song sheet, Amazing Grace. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and we are so grateful for this morning. We thank you, Lord, that we have this opportunity to gather together in the name of Jesus. That Father, you said, forsake not the gathering of ourselves together. And so here we are.
You said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. And so, Lord, we put our trust in that, and we believe that you are here right now in our midst. And Lord, I pray that if there's anyone here within the sound of my voice that has never accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, that Father, this morning would be the time that they would believe in their heart that God, you raised Jesus from the dead, and then they would confess or they would tell someone that Jesus is my Lord. And Father, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Heaven becomes our home. The promises become ours. And we can walk that path that you have called us to walk. Father, we thank you. We give you praise today. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like us to sing Amazing Grace. Is there anyone that prayed that prayer, that asked Jesus into your life today, and you say, I'm going to walk that walk? Now, I know there's a lot of us, amen, that have already been in the family, already walking the walk, and sometimes it's good for us to just rededicate ourselves to God and say, God, I'm just going to continue to walk the walk, to be in the promises of God. Is anybody like that? Amen. Praise God. Good to see your hands. We are going to sing Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now am found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious, dear, that grace appeared the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we know less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Amen. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. I want to thank you all for coming in. Isn't it wonderful to be able to worship God together in spirit and in truth? Amen. God bless you all.